I just record you saying this. What's your name? Just to have a bit of information about people to okay. for the portrait, so I can have a bit of this is the, you know, this
is that going to be used anymore?
Yeah. So it depends. Like, just as a kind of caption for the portrait, okay. if we okay. put it on the website.
Okay.
Like, I'll say like, oh, this is Huell. He works at the City Farm, or you know, just to say like a sentence about
yeah,
you.
Okay.
Or like, what's your connection to Borstal Heath, and what's your name?
My name's Geoffrey Judge, and we are the first family to come here in the 1800s. Well, early 1800 to be exact, and my family are medics, doctors, scientists, military people, government people, philanthropists, businessmen, gemstone dealers, commodity dealers, and a lot of religious people. And we've done a lot of work all over the world by setting up different countries. My ancestors have, not myself, and doing a lot of infrastructure projects and a lot of charity work and philanthropy work in Africa, in the Far East, in Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Pakistan, India, the UK and Europe, and also in America. The family is spread all over. So our aim and target is always to help the people and better society and do better for everybody and develop all the skills and qualities, amalgamate them into one unit so we can help everybody as our main goal in life, and we pass that knowledge on to every generation. My ancestors that came in 1800 operated on Queen Victoria's Ice, and she then departed one of the senior gentlemen to Scotland. A recent film was made on him called Abdul Amir and Abdul Malai. My great-grandfather set up Pakistan. He was Muhammad Ali Jinnah's personal family doctor, and his name was Dr. Colonel Lahi Bakhsh, who was the chief medical officer and colonel of the army, and they only had one aeroplane at the time in 1947, part of Congress in India, and helped the British Raj. My other ancestors on my father's side have helped the British Raj in various states in Punjab in India, setting up the first college there, the first mosque in Hong Kong, setting up inaugurating Indonesia in the 40s. So we're quite active internationally and nationally and locally, and we'd like to keep going and keep the flag going, you know, raise the flag and keep striding forward for the betterment of the whole society, irrespective of race, religion, colour or creed. So I think we're all human, and every generation needs to bring out its best qualities and try and help to their best capabilities. Thank you.
Thank you. And just to check, do you live in Borstal Heath?
Yes,
what's your connection to the area?
Yes, I live locally in Borstal Heath, not far from the Cannonhill Park and Cricket Ground, and I've been here for 44 years. I'm originally from Manchester, but all my mother's side of the family's here. And we've done a lot of work locally with the local councillors and local community, be it social, be it recreational, be it the Birmingham events in the park or anywhere in the local area. I have a vast range of friends in all segments of cultures and society in the area. And it's nice to see something happening for the area, and I think it looks very positive.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.